Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
This is Hurricane Hotline on FM 1043 WQAM. An in-depth look at the Miami Hurricanes. Presented by Williamson Cadillac.
Williamson Cadillac. Experience the South Florida lifestyle in a new Cadillac. From Miami's luxury dealership, Williamson Cadillac. Williamson is Miami.
I welcome in to Hurricane Hotline as the Miami Hurricanes getting set to head to the college football playoff. I'm Hollywood, and I am pleased to be joined by the host of the Locked On Canes podcast, Alex Dono. He's also our post-game host here on WQAM. We'll have wall-to-wall coverage of the Hurricanes playoff game for you right here on WQAM, beginning with pregame 8 a.m. Myself, Brian Monroe, will have that for you. Josie, Don, and Josh will have the call of the game, and then Donna will take over from there. Dono, thank you for joining the hotline. You've become a regular here on the program. We appreciate you taking the time, as always, my friend.
As always, I'm happy to be here, Hollywood, and I'm just getting more and more pumped for Saturday as we get a day closer. Man, I cannot wait for Miami at Texas A&M.
Yeah, this is big, man. This feels really big here for the Hurricanes, and you're talking about a game that they haven't played in with this level of meaning, Dono. And my gosh, man, it's got to be almost 20 years by now, right? This game just it feels so big for Miami because it is so big, and they just have not been in something like this in a long time. So I think the fan base, the anticipation, is just really starting to build for this thing.
Yeah, no doubt. I would say the Fiesta Bowl in January of 2003, when Miami got robbed of that national championship against Ohio State, this is the biggest game we've played in since that time. They played in an ACC championship game 8 years ago. Played some obviously important regular season games, but you're in the playoff, like direct national championship implications does not compare. Nothing over the last 22 years compares to this.
So they have a shot, right? I mean, that's all you can ask for. You get into this dance, you have a shot. And I just curious what you think, Donna, what this says about what they've been able to accomplish with this coaching staff. 4 years here, Mario Cristobal, and he made a promise when he took this job. And I know that this is the last job that he ever wants to take. He is not a guy that is, looking for the next opportunity. He is here, and he will be here. And I think Hurricanes fans, can feel really good about that. But how about the job, man? Just four short years and back-to-back 10-win seasons and now a berth in the playoff. I think the job that has been done from the top has been very impressive.
Yeah, this is the second consecutive 10-win season. They're in the playoff year four of the Mario Cristobal era. I think that this was on like the more optimistic ends of all the timetables that we had in mind. And you've seen what Coach and his staff have been doing for the last 4 years, stacking top 10 recruiting classes on top of one another. And, you think about like the first full recruiting class that Cristobal had is the class that Reuben Bain is in, you know, the class that Mark Fletcher is in. You know, you see the importance that players like that, and also even guys Hollywood from this most recent, you know, full 2025 recruiting class. I mean, Malachi Toney, Gerard Pringle, Bryce Fitzgerald, like true freshmen who have played starring roles, especially Toney, into getting Miami to this point. They've done really good work in the transfer portal, you know, to, you know, have a guy like Carson Beck, who's, you know, really helped guide Miami to this moment and finish the regular season hot. You know, guys like Jacoby Thomas and Keontae Scott, and Keontae's been injured, but he might very well play this weekend. Cristobal seems optimistic. It's just really awesome. And also Hollywood, the way that, you know, the defense was a real problem for Miami last year. The way that Coach Cristobal was able to pick the right guy in Corey Heatherman to fix it and land some important players in the transfer portal and some important defensive recruits to transform the defense. I mean, it was bad last year, but that unit has now become one of the best in the country. And I give Coach Cristobal and his staff credit for that as well.
So a few things I want to get to with this game here, Dono. And we know that Miami's defense has, as you just mentioned, has been lights out. Number seventh nationally in rush defense. And I think the run game for both of these teams is going to be a big factor in this game, right? We know that Miami is going to try to establish the run early in this game. And we'll get to this, too, in just a second. We talk about what we expect from Carson Beck here. But this is a Texas A&M defensive line that gets after you. Number one in the country in sacks, and we know that they will try to get pressure. With that being said, the Hurricanes offensive line is also one of the best in the country. So something's got to give here at that spot. But do you anticipate, and I guess it's kind of an obvious question, Miami is going to try to run the football in this game. That is their identity, and I am guessing, Dono, early on in this game, they're going to stick to that.
Yeah, and it's going to be a great chess match because Texas A&M knows that Miami is going to try to run the ball. And the Aggies now, you know, it's going to be 3 weeks between games by the time we get it on the field on Saturday. They understand that kind of the book is out on that because the last time the Aggies played, they got gashed on the ground by a Texas rushing attack that was very pedestrian throughout the season. A Texas Longhorns offensive line that was not good for most of the year, but the O-line and the running game of Texas gashed A&M for 218 yards. So really the onus is on, you know, Mike Elko's staff to try and plug those holes because, yeah, the book is out. Like, they know Miami is going to try to run the football to take some of the pressure away from Cassius Howell and that pass rush, right? And then the flip side, obviously Miami's track record against the run has been better statistically than Texas A&M defensively. You mentioned A&M has been incredible at rushing the passer, not as good as Miami against the run. It's going to be super important because Marcel Reed, you want to make him one-dimensional because if he starts really burning you with his legs, that can just unlock the rest of his game, right? Marcel is probably going to be more comfortable throwing downfield if he's finding success in the running game. Miami's going to try to make him uncomfortable, make him scramble. You know, Reuben Owens has been their top rusher this season, but their best running back, Le'Veon Moss, is going to be coming back from injury. But Hollywood, he missed the final, I think, five games of the regular season injured. So, you know, is he in full health at this point coming off of either an ankle, I think an ankle injury or foot injury, or is he going to be on a pitch count? Is it going to kind of take him a while to get back to full health? So I don't know how much of a factor Moss is going to be, but if he's healthy, he's one of the better running backs in the country that Miami's going to have to contend with. So yeah, for both teams, rushing the football is going to be really important because both of these quarterbacks want to get some of that pressure off of themselves.
And Marcel Reed will try to run as well, and he's had kind of mixed success throughout the season. It was interesting, Dono. I heard a stat. Miami had played five strong rushing quarterbacks this season, and they combined for 74 yards against the Canes. So Miami has done a tremendous job against mobile quarterbacks this season, not allowing them to break those big game-changing plays. If you are able to force these guys into third and long, you do have to contain him, right? You have to make sure that doesn't end up hurting you. But, you know, again, I think if Miami could find a way to force, you know, third and long situations, third and medium situations, they could have some success getting their defense off the field.
Yeah, and ideally, obviously, you want to be able to get sacks and pressures on third down. You know, you could say Texas A&M has kind of finished their sacks a little bit better than Miami has. Miami's the top pressure team in the country. Texas A&M, the top sacking team in the country. But you also, Hollywood, you want to force some takeaways in this game. It's another. Mm-hmm. I think the most peculiar stat for Texas A&M this season, because I wonder, how can you be 11-1? When you are 111th in the country in turnover margin? They're in a -7 in turnover margin. So I think that tells you a few different things, right? It tells you that their defense is really good to overcome that, that their offense is really explosive to overcome a -7 turnover margin. But I think it also tells you that, you know, A&M's schedule, you know, they're in the SEC, but they avoided most of the heavy hitters in the SEC. The best team in conference that they faced was Texas, and they lost to them. So the schedule might be a little bit softer upon further review than we thought. But the point is, Miami is +9 in turnover margin, which is one of the, I think, top 12 nationally. Texas A&M -7. So turnovers, if Miami can get them, could be a real difference in this football game. And the teams have been trending in opposite directions. So final four games of the year, Carson Beck threw 11 touchdowns to just one interception. Marcel Reed, in his final four games, because they had a game against Sanford FCS, you kind of throw that out. In his final four games against FBS, against Power Four opponents, Marcel Reed threw 6 interceptions in those four games. So he's, you know, great quarterback. I'm not dismissing the guy, but he's been a little bit more prone recently to making mistakes than Carson Beck has. So Miami's going to try and capitalize on those.
Yeah, I think if the Hurricanes find a way to get some pressure, whether it be, you know, Mezid or Bain, I think that certainly they could force this guy into another multiple interception game. That definitely could be a storyline in this one. And then on the flip side, you look at Carson Beck, and he has been just uber efficient here, right? He's completing 3 out of every 4 passes down the stretch of this season. He has been lights out for Miami. The question really now becomes, you know, how do you call this game? How does Shannon Dawson call this game? And, you know, do you keep these stuff? Now, we've seen a couple of different Carson Becks, right, Donna? We have seen where they have tried to sling it and maybe get a little bit too greedy, and that has cost them. We've also seen where Carson Beck plays that sort of game manager role, right? And he just completes what's there, and he takes what's there. And, you know, that's where this team has been very successful. So I imagine they are going to take that approach to this one. And I don't know that they're going to try to, you know, take the top off the defense early in this game. We'll certainly find out. But I think you get some early, some easy stuff here. You get Malachi Toney involved early in this game, too, and get him involved. And I do think that they can have some success in that way with the intermediate passing game.
Yeah, I think the big thing for me is try to get your playmakers the football on the perimeter to really stretch the field and make plays, which is that was the identity. I hope it is the identity of Miami's offense. It certainly was at the end of the regular season, and I think you need to stick with that. You know, I know, at the very early part of the season, they had some success, you know, just kind of running up the middle and sort of playing a bully ball possession type of game, and then it got a little stale. And then when they sort of, you know, reinvented, and this wasn't like, I know people would say, hey, Dawson just started calling different plays. I don't think you can simplify it like that. I think the emergence of Gerard Pringle as an outside weapon in the running game, you know, as a true freshman, he got more comfortable as the year went on. And then just with Malachi Toney, who took on more and more responsibilities throughout the season. I mean, when he started throwing passes about midway through the year, when they started running him out of the wildcat, he started running the football more with jet sweeps and end arounds. I think you stick with that. And listen, it's going to be a heavy, heavy workload for Toney in this game, I think. But I think you have to find multiple ways to get him involved. So, you can't be foolish and take too many shots downfield. But I do think you need to get creative and try to get the football in space to your playmakers. I think that's going to be the emphasis for Miami's offense.
Well, we're going to find out on Saturday. Miami and Texas A&M coming up right here on WQAM. We're going to take a quick pause. When we come back, we'll get Dono's predictions on how he sees this one shaking out here. We are just a few days away from Miami and Texas A&M in the college football playoff. We'll take a pause. More to come on Hurricane Hotline after this.
The holidays are here, and you know what that means. You want to spend time with family. And where else will you find a better family, better customer service when you start your holiday shopping for cars than Williamson Cadillac. Ed Williamson, his lovely wife, Carol, they've been doing this for 50 years, and they know how important the holidays are. They're going to welcome you with open arms to make sure your holiday shopping is done without any kind of hassle. Stop by, see Jermaine, ask for Reggie. That's the team down there, Williamson. They'll take care of you no matter what. They're more than a dealership. They're our friends, they're our neighbors, they're our family. That's why Williamson Cadillac has built a loyal client base by staying focused on the customer experience. And certainly during the holidays, they want the customer experience to be just perfect. So head in to Williamson Cadillac, easy to find, located on US 1 at 104th Street, just south of the Palmetto. You can also go online at WilliamsonAutomotiveGroup.com and check out all of the inventory, the CT4, the CT5, the XT5, the XT6, and the new all-electric Lyriq, all in stock, all arriving every single day. You want to get the most out of the South Florida lifestyle? You want to get the most out of the holiday experience? Experience a new Cadillac from your luxury dealership, Williamson Cadillac. Williamson is my...
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hurricane Hotline continues on FM 104.3 WQAM. Presented by Williamson Cadillac. Williamson is Miami.
Welcome back here to Hurricane Hotline. I am Hollywood. Dono is with me as well as we get set for Miami and Texas A&M in the college football playoff. We'll have it for you right here on WQAM, an 8 a.m. countdown to kickoff. Monroe will be with me, and we'll get the game broadcast going at noon with Joe Z, Don Bailey Jr., and Josh. And then Dono will have the post game, and hopefully, Dono, a victorious post game. We want you to have a happy post game where we can get some good calls in there, and we can start looking at the next one. Which, boy, I tell you, and we're not jumping the gun on this one, but my gosh, the playoffs get more and more exciting as each round goes on, huh?
Yeah, no doubt, and yeah, if if Coach Cristobal's listening, he's going to be angry. we got to have that 1-0 mentality. But if we go 1-0 this week, Hollywood, we're going to have the opportunity to match up against the defending champion Buckeyes in, you know, a couple weeks later. It would be New Year's Eve, so they'd have about 11 days off in between games. Would be a long layoff for Ohio State, but hopefully Miami can get there. We'll cross that bridge when we get to it.
Well, I want to get this out of the way, Dono. I'm not a big New Year's guy. I don't know how you treat New Year's, but I probably, to be honest, if there's no game that we're watching, I probably won't even make it till midnight. Yeah. These days, I'm not a huge New Year's guy, so my schedule is wide open, is what I'm trying to tell you.
Yeah, I don't often leave the house anymore on New Year's. I mean, we'll watch the ball drop on TV, and then I basically race to bed as fast as I can.
Well, Miami's offense, I think, has a chance to have a big game here. They put up 151 points in the last four games, last month of the season. And, you know, we talked about this earlier. Miami is trending up in every possible way, right? And, you know, that's something that you couldn't say about Hurricane teams in the past, and a lot of teams, right? You know, a lot of teams find themselves, they peak during the middle of the season, and they start to go on that downward slide. Miami had the bump in the road in the middle, and it's been all up
from there, right? And that to me is the most impressive thing about what this team was able to accomplish this season. I don't know right now, Alex, that any team is playing better football than the Hurricanes are.
Maybe Indiana, but that's probably about it. Like, honestly, I think the Hoosiers are the hottest team in the country. They got a Heisman winner now, but, you know, Miami wouldn't see them until the championship game if it comes to that. And Georgia is another one who Miami could see in the semifinals. But, man, you talk about everything trending up. Miami is certainly on that list.
So let's get to some kind of predictions here, how you see this game going. And if we can, though, Dono, I do want to get if you can give me your take on some of these other games before we get to that one, just because this is the last time we'll have you before the opening round of the playoff. And I guess the question is, do either of the group of five teams, do either of them have any sort of shot? Tulane, James Madison, they're going – they're going to play some tough opponents here. Do either have a shot?
Yeah, I think they both get slaughtered, if we're being honest. And you know, so it's JMU against Oregon. Yeah. That's they just, you know, talent for talent. I've enjoyed. Have you seen the James Madison Twitter account? They're extremely entertaining. They keep like making all these like sarcastic jokes about. It's just really tasteful the way that they do it, but they kind of poke fun at Oregon. I highly recommend, but I think that their Twitter victories will be short-lived because I think Oregon blows them out. And then, you know, you got, I guess Tulane against Ole Miss is interesting because we're going to see Ole Miss, you know, post-Kiffin for the first time. But we already saw them blow out Tulane earlier this year. It's a rematch, which is kind of, you know, you don't often, I mean, there are a couple of instances of that, but, you know, Oklahoma against Bama, but the idea that Tulane and Ole Miss is a rematch in the playoff is kind of interesting. I just think Ole Miss's offense, Trinidad Chambliss and company, just too talented. I think that those are both blowouts.
Yeah, I think it'd be really cool to see an upset, but those are about three touchdown spreads, each of those. So those maybe dicey. The only game that really does have a close spread outside our game is this Alabama and Oklahoma game. Alabama's favored by one. Help me with that. Explain that to me if you can. I mean, Alabama just got they got crushed in the SEC championship game. I don't know how much stock you even put in these championship games at this point, and that's kind of why this Indiana thing is even more intriguing to me. We'll see when Indiana plays in the playoff how things go for them. But Alabama, Oklahoma, do the Sooners have any shot in that game?
Both teams are kind of limping into this game, I think, is why it's basically a pick 'em game. Obviously, you mentioned Alabama got their doors blown off in the rematch against Georgia. SEC championship game, and Ty Simpson has there may be something physically wrong with him because he really hit his stride middle later portion of the year, but then the final few weeks Bama's not been playing good ball. Yeah, I know Oklahoma beat him head to head earlier this year, but OU, John Mateer, maybe the little extra time off at the end of the year is going to help him, but ever since he came back probably a little too quickly, he rushed back from that thumb injury on his throwing hand. Oklahoma has no offense right now. So Alabama's offense has been shaky. Oklahoma's offense is virtually non-existent. I think the Sooners maybe have the slightly better defense, but I don't know. I feel like it's going to be hard to beat Bama twice in one year. So I'm going to slightly favor Bama in this one, but I can understand why the spread is so close because both of these teams are entering the playoff not in their best form. In fact, I was really hoping that Miami would get that 9 seed instead of the 10 because I would feel really confident if it was Miami matching up against Oklahoma. I think Miami can beat Texas A&M, but Oklahoma, that's the team I wanted to see.
All right, again, a thank you to Alex Dono for stopping by with us here on Hurricane Hotline. That is going to do it for this edition of Hurricane Hotline. It's a shorter edition because we have Hurricanes basketball. Miami getting set to take on FIU. It is coming up next right here on WQAM.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, Sag Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.